91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy at noon. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Stephanie Clue. The Aurelia OPP's detachment commander says he can't believe some people called 911 to complain about an Amber Alert interrupting their TV watching. Sunday night was the first time provincial police had used a new enhanced alert system, which was meant to give the word out quickly about a possible child abduction in Aurelia. Inspector Patrick Morris says he fielded calls himself on Sunday night with people wanting to know why the alert was broadcast outside of the area where the incident occurred. He says time is crucial during such situations, and the geography involved can very quickly expand to a wide area. Within an hour of Sunday night's alert, police were led directly to the boy who was the subject of the Amber Alert, and he was found unharmed. More students and families went to Gleaner's Food Bank this February. QNET News reporter Mallory Day has more.
The Food Bank Volunteer Coordinator, Pat Miracle Bowers, says student use at the food bank has improved in the month of February, but this doesn't mean more students will use it in the future.
It improved this month, or I mean last month in February, but that's hardly enough time to, you know, to say it's increased, right? We had a lot more in February than we had before, but that's 1 month, so it's kind of hard to make a trend out of 1 month.
Miracle Bowers says the food bank has tried to make students more aware that they're open for them and families on Wednesday evenings from 6:30 to 8:30. The food bank anticipates that what they saw in February, they will continue to see. Mallory Day, QNET News, Belleville.
This is International Women's Day, a public holiday in some countries, including Cambodia. Prime Minister Hun Sen joked that many men in Cambodia are oppressed by wives who do not let them go to wedding parties for fear that they would eye prettier women. But he also spoke of many problems besetting Cambodia's women, highlighting unequal pay, fewer educational opportunities, and domestic violence. Toronto police say they're looking for a 35-year-old man in a child luring and sexual interference investigation. Police allege a 35-year-old man attempted to lure a 13-year-old girl online, and investigators allege the same man sexually assaulted the girl in January of 2013 when she was 11 years old. Elvis Presley Amalathaz is wanted on charges including luring a child, invitation to sexual touching, attempting to make child pornography, and sexual assault. A downed tree on the tracks reportedly caused a commuter train to derail in Northern California, sending its lead car plunging into a swollen creek. Reporter Kana Whitworth says rescuers battled fast-moving currents to pull riders to safety from the partially submerged rail car.
Everybody survived this, which officials that arrived on scene are calling a miracle. We do know that 9 people were taken to the hospital. 4 of them have serious injuries. The people that were not injured had to walk some 2 miles down a fire road before they were able to be shuttled out. It's just a very rural area. It was really hard for rescuers to get to them, but they did, and everybody made it out alive.
The train was traveling from San Jose to Stockton, where the first 2 cars went off the tracks east of San Francisco. Toronto police have identified the 16th homicide victim of 2016. 29-year-old Husani Robinson was shot to death in the Junction neighborhood on February 29th. Police were called to the area of Dundas Street West and Keele Street shortly after 7 p.m. that evening and found the Toronto man suffering from gunshot wounds. He was taken to hospital where he later died. No arrest has been made so far. Provincial government lawyers are reviewing a lawsuit filed by James Bay Cree Nation seeking title to about 48,000 square kilometers of land in northeastern Ontario. The lawsuit was filed late last week with a Superior Court of Justice and names the federal and Ontario governments. The claims in the suit, which also seeks damages of $495 million in relation to the AU ITCG Ontario lands, have not been tested in court. The suit claims the 2 governments have unjustifiably infringed on the Cree Nation's title and rights and breached their trust and obligation to the First Nation. There may be some empty desks at elementary schools with the Hastings and Prince Edward District School Board today. A student walkout organized by parents over the board's head lice policy is being held to protest children being allowed to stay in class even if they have lice. Boycott organizer Christy Sinclair says she knows a lot of people support her, but she's not sure how many students actually won't go to school. Other parents have told her they disagree with the board's headlights policy, but will still send their kids to school. A member of the Ontario legislature is calling for a different ketchup to be served in the dining room and cafeteria at Queen's Park, and flavor isn't an issue. Taraz Natchak presented a petition Monday calling for ketchup made with Leamington, Ontario-grown tomatoes to be served at the Ontario legislature. Heinz, which shut its Leamington plant at a cost of about 750 jobs, is the current ketchup available at the Ontario legislature. Natchak's petition calls for a switch to French's ketchup, which he says proudly uses tomatoes grown in Leamington. He points out that the Ontario legislature has a rich history of promoting Ontario products such as craft beer, Ontario wine, fruits, and vegetables. And the MPP from Essex, which includes Leamington, says the ketchup currently being served in the dining room and cafeteria is not an Ontario product. That's QNET News on 91X at 12:06. Haley Rose is next with sports.
Playing alongside the water can quickly go from fun to dangerous within minutes. Quinte Conservation wants to remind you, while snow is still melting, the water is cold, rapidly moving, and too dangerous for children to play around. So parents, remember to keep your children safe and away from area waterways. Visit quinteconservation.ca to learn more about awareness and check out our video about spring water safety.
Good afternoon, I'm Haley Rose with QNET Sports. Peyton Manning's retirement from football has his fans looking back fondly on the star quarterback's time in the NFL. Dennis Flynn of Greenwood Village, Colorado, says Manning has nothing left to prove.
He's done it all, five-time MVP. He's got the most passing touchdowns as a quarterback, most passing yards as a quarterback. He's won more games versus any other quarterback. So I'm happy for him.
Another football star has also announced retirement. Detroit Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson announced this morning that he would be retiring after playing 9 seasons with the Lions. Johnson spent his entire career with the Lions after being drafted 2nd overall in the 2007 NFL Draft. He holds nearly every significant receiving record in franchise history, including most catches, most yards, and most touchdowns. It was a bad night for Canadian hockey teams. LA's Jeff Carter scored twice as the Kings powered past Vancouver 5-1. Calgary fell short to San Jose 2-1 in overtime as Joe Pavelski scored the winner 19 seconds into the extra period. And in Toronto, Sam Reinhart scored in the shootout to lift Buffalo over the Leafs 4-3. The Toronto Raptors will try to begin another win streak as they host the Brooklyn Nets at the Air Canada Centre tonight. Toronto is coming off a loss to Houston on Sunday night that snapped a 12-game winning run at home. The Raptors are 2nd in the Eastern Conference, 2.5 games back of the Cleveland Cavaliers. Maria Sharapova says her tennis career is in jeopardy, all because she didn't click on a link in an email. The 5-time major champion says she failed a doping test in January for the little-known drug melatonin, which became a banned substance just this year. She was notified of the changes in an email in December, but neglected to click on the link. In a news conference yesterday, the 28-year-old took full responsibility.
I made a huge mistake, and I've let my fans down. I've let the sport down that I've been playing since the age of 4 that I love so deeply.
Sharapova says she's been taking the drug legally for a decade because of health issues, including regular influenza and a magnesium deficiency. There are 8 games tonight in the NHL, with 3 Canadian teams playing at home. Montreal starts things off by hosting Dallas, but the Habs will be without forward Brendan Gallagher, who has an undisclosed injury. Later, Winnipeg is at home to the Nashville Predators, and Edmonton welcomes the San Jose Sharks. The Ottawa Senators kick off a 2-game road trip tonight at Carolina. The Hurricanes are one of the teams Ottawa needs to pass in the standings in order to claim the 2nd wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. The Sens enter today 6 points behind Detroit for the last playoff spot, with 3 teams in between. Send us your team or league scores. Email QNetNewsDesk@gmail.com. Now to Stephanie Clue for the weather.
Today is cloudy with a 40% chance of showers early this afternoon and a high of 10. And tonight is mostly cloudy with a wind developing after midnight and a low of 6. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and a high of 13. It's 12:10 and 7 degrees. That's QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Stephanie Clue. News on 91X next at 1.